In many states, these agencies receive funding based on the number of children they warehouse. As usual, it is all about the money. According to a 2013 Congressional Research Service report, at least 19 federal agencies receive billions in anti-drug funding today. The nation spends approximately $51 billion yearly on the drug war, with the bulk of this money going to law enforcement. About $24 billion in anti-drug money goes to the Department of Justice, the Pentagon, and the Department of Health and Human Services, and even organizations such as the Agriculture Department, the Bureau of Land Management, and the U.S. Forest Service receive significant funds. That makes for a huge number of administrators and staff dependent on the war on drugs for their financial livelihood. The human cost of these policies is massive. According to the Drug Policy Alliance, there were 1.5 million people in the U.S. arrested on nonviolent drug charges in 2012. Of them, 749,825 were related to marijuana, 658,231 for mere possession. In an effort to defend their irrational policies, marijuana opponents have grasped at a number of unlikely arguments. In April 2014, Michelle Leonhardt, the head of the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, while testifying to a House Appropriations Subcommittee hearing on the DEA budget, went so far as to attempt to state that pot should remain illegal because of the risk that family pets could become ill from consuming edible marijuana products. "There was just an article last week, and it was on pets," she told House members. "It was about the unanticipated or unexpected consequences of this legalization, and how veterinarians now are seeing dogs come in, their pets come in, and being treated because they've been exposed to marijuana." The article in question appeared in USA Today, which stated that the effects of marijuana could make it more difficult for a dog to breathe or vomit up a swallowed item. However, the article also noted that marijuana itself isn't particularly harmful to dogs, and that dogs are unlikely to eat the drug unless it is baked into a food appealing to them, such as brownies. Zach Carter, senior political economy reporter for the Huffington Post, during a media interview, told how once, while he was in high school, his pet beagle, Pepper, ate an entire ounce of pot contained in some brownies. He said the dog was high for 3 or 4 days, falling over, staggering around, and wetting herself, but fully recovered. "I wouldn't want anyone to have that experience, although it was pretty funny. The dog ate an entire ounce of weed and was basically fine, so I think the DEA is barking up the wrong tree," he said.